I praise the Lord for his continual speaking and relationship with me and what he wants to do in this time that we live in, how he wants to lead us and guide us every step of our life. It always amazes me how he does know the bigger picture, though he can fill us with so much of his wisdom, we'll still never have it all like he does, which means we'll always need to go back to him. But the title of today's message, if you want to title it, is called A Season of Thanks / Giving. Not Thanksgiving, but Thanks / Giving. I'm going to share an outreach that we will be doing and give you some flyers, tell you a little bit about how things are already unfolding, open doors. But I believe I'm going to deliver the message first. And it'll lay the groundwork to how he even gave me the thought to have a season of Thanksgiving for the military at this time. When you think of a season, just like we've changed seasons from summer to autumn, even though they mark it on a calendar, the season that I'm talking about is not a specific season, which is the word chronos in the Bible. Like October 21st is a chronos season or time. The Bible uses the word time in the Bible. But I'm talking about, and what the Lord is speaking to us about today, is a kairos time. And a kairos time is a season. It's a span of time. Just like winter, spring, summer, fall are spans of time within a year, correct? Mm-hmm. And so he is speaking these things to me right now because of the season that we're in. And I think it's so important. And just like anything prophetically that you receive from the Lord, it unfolds itself. And he said to me, he said, he's feeling this, that the Lord spoke to me that this was a season to fill with thanksgiving for your safety. He said, you're filling your cup. And if you fill it now with thanksgiving, you'll reap the crop of your protection during the next season. He said, like an investment that is placed ahead of the maturity. Do y'all understand what that means? When you put money in an investment and it hasn't matured yet. So he said, just like an investment that's placed ahead of the maturity is a seed sown, your gratitude this season will determine the harvest in future storms. He said, this next 31 days, starting tomorrow, are going to be 31 days of giving thanks to our military. And he said, those 31 days are seeds you are to sow. And though it is to thank them because it is an honorable thing and it is due them, you are actually sowing into your own protection for the next season. I don't know everything that's coming ahead of time, but when God warns me like this, and gives me such an assignment like this, and has already started opening doors for me with people I've not known before, then I think it's good to take heed. Turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 5. He also said the following 31 days will be a sowing, and I'll get into that at another service, will be a sowing into your provision. This one is for your protection. Never had him do something quite like this, but I love it because He's telling us what it's going to take to sow. You know, sometimes you invest something and maybe you put money into something and you're thinking, wow, it's not what I thought it was going to become. And somebody says, but wait a minute, you haven't let it mature enough. It's just like sowing a seed in the garden, like we sow seeds. There's certain seeds, they grow up really fast, like radishes. And other seeds, what's a seed, John, that takes a long time?
Carrots, 2 weeks.
Carrots are 2 weeks. So you could be sowing and thanking and thanking and thanking for 13 days for those carrots and maybe dig them up because you didn't thank long enough. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What the Lord's saying to us? It does take some things. And I see with the state of the world and the things that are going on in the world, I've noticed a lot of people have lost their thanksgiving. Their real gratefulness. When you go back to when we get into the actual holiday that we celebrate of Thanksgiving, these people were grateful. They were very grateful. All right, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Actually, that's my key verse, but I have to take you up so I can bring you into the whole time. Start with verse 15. It says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So we want to be wise people. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Would you say that the days are evil? Mm-hmm. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always. So, though this is a season of giving thanks in a particular area, we're always to be giving thanks. For all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said that a season of thanksgiving sows the ground for a season of receiving. We know from Miriam's wonderful book on the prosperous, not the prosperous soul, but the endless power, the endless blessing, that there's three reasons that people don't receive. They don't give, they don't forgive, or they don't thanksgive. And he is highlighting thanksgiving right now. So if you want your ground to get really fertile, and I know some of you want some things or some things you desires and goals that you have, this is how you get the ground nice and ready for it. So I want you to take a moment. If you don't have a piece of paper and a pen, you're going to need one, because I want you to take a moment to write down. Anybody need paper? Pen? There's pen in there. I want you to take a moment to write down 10 things that you're grateful for, but you're going to categorize them. You're going to write down 5 things you are grateful for your protection, and 5 things that you are grateful for your provision. And as the message goes on, you'll understand why. This is all in our roots. Everything has to go back to our roots and how our forefathers were taught by God. All right. Let's turn to John 17. This was something I was very grateful for. This is a prayer that I am very thankful for that Jesus prayed. So when John said he was thankful for Jesus, well, here's the prayer he prayed for us in regards to protection. John 17, starting with verse 15. Jesus spoke. This is the last prayer recorded of Jesus in the Bible. And he said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. Meaning, literally means the evil one. Because the evil one is the one that designs the evil. Mm-hmm. The things that don't benefit you. So I thank God for Jesus. If you want to really be thankful for his precious life, be thankful that he prayed this prayer into the airwaves before he left, and it's still a prayer that he's ever interceding for all of us, is that we be kept protected from the evil one. And he will use the police, and he will use the fire, and he will use all types of things to protect us. Please turn your phone off. Whoever's got the phone going.
Louise, it sounds like it's yours, isn't it?
Yeah. Louise, please check your phones now.
You sure you're pretty bad, right?
Yeah, okay. I do. All right. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians.
What was that? Second Corinthians?
Second Corinthians. Chapter 7. Sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Just gotta make sure I get it right here. It says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. The Apostle Paul, was that man protected or what? Yes, he was delivered out of so many situations. So he said, thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Now, God is very specific in the words he uses. Why Christ and not in Jesus? Jesus means, what's his name mean?
That's his name.
What's his name mean?
Salvation.
Healing, deliverance, everything that you need. But Christ, why did he use Christ?
The anointed.
The anointed one. You have to be following the anointing from Christ in you, which is the Holy Spirit, that lives within you, to have protection. So he's saying, praise God, you'll always triumph in Christ. When you're inspired by Christ in you, it is him in you and the anointing in you. See, a lot of people think everything's automatic. Well, how come they were delivered and they weren't delivered? I don't get it. Well, one must have been inspired, and one wasn't. Why did I not get bit by the dog, but the other person got bit by the dog? You know, I posted that on Facebook. A lot of people wonder, why did you get okay, but this person wasn't okay? I said, I can answer only by one thing. I knew I was inspired to do what I did, to not. To be safe. And I wasn't thinking, I don't want to get bit. I was thinking, I want to be calm. So it's important that we understand if we want this protection, though it's a season of thanks, and though you want to be thankful, you can't check your heart and your brain out, because he's going to use you to deliver these wonderful deliverances to you. It's important to know that. This is where a lot of people that have come to Christ have just had a mess in their life, is because they don't understand it is a working relationship between you and the Lord.
Amen.
You can't just quote a bunch of scriptures and not let the Holy Spirit be in charge on the inside. It just doesn't happen that way. So we become very engaged with him. And so I'm very grateful that we can say thanks be to God like the Apostle Paul, that always causes us to triumph in Christ. Jesus also was very thankful for the loaves and the fishes that he multiplied. Because it says when he took the bread, he lifted it and he thanked. Do you ever wonder when he was thanking, was he just doing it rote? Thank you, Lord. You know, I think a lot of people do that. Just, so thank you, Lord. Okay, I'm supposed to say thank you. Or they see somebody does something, oh, thank you. You know, thank you. I think a lot of people take it lightly. But thank you is really important to me. It is a deep, deep, deep gratitude. And so today, the Holy Spirit wanted me to take you back to your roots and find out why is this so important for us to be grateful. So I'm going to read you something from a rabbi and go back to our Jewish roots, because the Jews are taught things in their upbringing that many Gentiles probably weren't brought up with. All right. And this is something that you hear children say. Have you ever heard of a child say, it's not fair? It's not fair. Why did this happen, but this didn't happen? It's not fair. He said, if you want to say fair, you have to actually say fair as modern Hebrew borrowed the word from English. There is justice in Hebrew in terms of right and wrong. That is the word tzedek. All right? But fair is more of an idea of what's coming to me. When somebody goes, that's not fair, they got the bigger piece. So they're saying that we're thinking about what's coming to me. How come it's not coming to me, too? Don't you think there's a lot of people out there wonder why you are so happy and so blessed? Why you're in your 80s and doing so well? Don't you think people wonder? Come on. It's not fair. How many of you dealt with that with your children growing up? It's not fair. All right. It's an English word, not a Hebrew word. Well, that just tells you a lot right there. All right. So it has to do with what's coming to us or what we think we deserve. And this is what we deserve. Absolutely nothing. This is how much we deserve in life. Nothing. My rabbi went on. So often people ask, why do bad things happen to good people? But they never ask, why do good things happen to good people? You know, I even hear in all the debate that's going on, people getting upset and putting down people that have a lot of money. You know, even there's a war going on right now in our nation of, should these people that are like multi-million billionaires, should they take it all for us? That's the fair issue. This is that English word, the Gentile way of thinking. All right. He said, so why do good things happen to good people? He said, we walk around with a sense of entitlement. This is is a Jew speaking, okay? But in truth, every little thing we are given is a gift. Mm-hmm. An amazing gift from above. And we should thank our lucky stars, he said, for every bit of blessing we get in this world. When my kids started demanding things, this is the rabbi talking about his own children, when they started demanding things, as kids often do, I like to remind them how unbalanced our relationship is. He said, I asked them, who gave you life? They respond, you. Who gives you a place to live, food, to eat, clothes, and to wear? They continue, you. Who takes you to fun places, gives you toys and treats? You. They begrudgingly reply by now they realize that there is absolutely nothing that they can logically demand. Because with all they're given, they're only asked for two things in return: to listen and to be gracious. We are like the children when it comes to God. And we remind ourselves every day just how little we contribute to the relationship in our morning blessing. So, why are you thankful for the Jewish people? Are you thankful for the Jewish people? They brought us this. The Jewish people come from the word Yehudi, and I've mentioned this before, and it literally means one who offers thanks. Well, I talked about Yudah comes from praise, Yud, the hand, right? So it's one who offers thanks. A Jew is one who offers thanks. A true Jew. The real Jew. All right. As Jews offering thanksgiving is nothing new, we don't have to look beyond our title, Jews, to appreciate that thanksgiving is an intrinsic part of our being. The Hebrew word for Jew is Yehudi, translated one who offers thanks. Now, the title was derived from the name of the tribal head Yehuda, Judah, all right, in Hebrew, who was also so named because his mother, do you know how Yehuda got his name? His mother, Leah, expressed deep gratitude to the Almighty for giving her an unexpected gift, her fourth son. Interesting. We have to allow this whole file system in our brain that wasn't given us to the Gentiles. We have to let it come in there and understand how the Jew even named their children, how all this happened. These things cause them to remember things. Since everything that exists in the world is a creation of God, and all belongs to him, it's impossible for us to return anything to God as a gesture of our thankfulness. The only way to do so, said Rabbi Sarna, is by calling out to God and expressing our thanksgiving and gratitude to the Almighty through prayer. And through strengthening our service and observance of the Torah, which would be the Bible for us, getting to know the Word of God. Our set daily prayers are replete with references of thanksgiving, which affords us the opportunity to express our gratitude and thankfulness to the Almighty. A while back, this is really helpful, I heard the following question and insightful explanation. Why is it when the Amidah, that's the standing prayer of the Jew, all right, the 18 benedictions, is repeated by the Hazan, which is the Jewish cantor, and the cantor is the one that leads the people in prayer, all right? The leader of the prayers. All right? And he's there to affirm every one of the blessings. Yet when the Kazan reaches the prayer of Modim, which is thanksgiving, the whole congregation chimes in and expresses a prayer of gratitude together with the Kazan, or the cantor. Why can't the congregation simply affirm the Kazan's expression of thanksgiving? The answer is that when one makes a statement or asks something, it suffices if those listening merely affirm what is said. But when someone expresses gratitude to the Almighty, one cannot simply affirm or nod their head, like Amen. One has to verbally express their gratitude together with the cantor, the Kazan, and the rest of the congregation. Such is the nature of offering sincere thanksgiving. If we brought nothing here and we take nothing with us and everything is a gift, sometimes we forget. This is a gift. Now, some people go over the other end and they go, well, that's not your house. But they're usually on the, it's not fair. But if God has blessed the work of your hands, and yes, you worked, but thank God he gave you the energy to do it. Right? Aren't we glad he's given us the energy to burn those calories? I'm really grateful. So praise God. It all comes back to we brought nothing into the world, and we'll take nothing with us. And when you go back and you remember, and then you see how he brought up his people, which is, we're his people too. So he wants to bring us up this way too. It reminds us how important it is to be thankful. Be thankful for your friends, their gifts from God. Be thankful. In everything, he said, give thanks. Not for everything. But in every situation of life, thank God he is there. And he is able to deliver you out of that situation. Praise the Lord. All right, here's another little bit of helpful that I wanted to share. As a Jewish citizens of this land, this is a Jew speaking again, we always look to the Torah for deeper perspective and additional insight. Do you ever think about that when you're wanting deeper insight? Do you think about the Torah as a deeper insighted book, or do you just look at it as it's the Bible? There's insight on everything, from parenting to how to live, how to take care of yourself. There's so much in there. Actually, there's one particular mitzvah. How many of you know what a mitzvah is? Patty, what's a mitzvah?
It's a good deed.
Okay. It's something good you do. Which is completely devoted to expressing gratitude. It's the mitzvah of Bikurim in Deuteronomy 26. You can look it up later, verse 1 through 12. During the temple era, all right, every farmer was commanded to bring to the holy temple in Jerusalem the first fruits which ripened in his orchard. Think about that, honey. If we lived during those days, the first fruits of every fruit in your garden would have had to have been taken to the temple. And we'll find out why. There, they would recite a passage thanking God for the land and its bountiful harvest. And the fruits were given to the Kohanim, the priests. Just like today you brought a tithe or an offering, that's the first fruits of the labor, right? The labor that you put in and you bring it to the priest or the minister, what? To put in to the temple fund, right? The ministry's fund. The Midrash extols the great virtue of this mitzvah, going so far as to say that the land of Israel was given to the Jews as a reward for the mitzvah of Bikurim they would deserve after entering the land. You see, God was preparing all this. How did they get that? They proved they were thankful to receive, right? They sowed into their land through thanksgiving. While the importance of expressing deserved gratitude is self-understood, it's difficult to comprehend the special significance of Bikurim. Isn't the Jewish day jam-packed with thank yous? Yeah. The first words we utter when waking in the morning express our thanks to God for returning our souls to our bodies. Three times a day during the course of prayer, we thank God for everything imaginable. Before and after eating, we thank God for the food. Before and after. Have you ever eaten food that was so good you had thanked God before, but then you're thankful again afterward because it was so good? Mm-hmm. And I believe John has that touch from God that you probably want to do that. There is even a blessing recited upon exiting the restroom, thanking God for normal bodily functions. There you go. Maybe some of you need to do that one. With all the thanking which occurs on a daily basis, why the need for a specific mitzvah to emphasize the point? And why the great reward for this particular form of expressing thanks? The rabbi points out one obvious difference in the Bikurim and all other ways we thank God. Bikurim involves more than just words. It requires a commitment. The gratitude must express itself in deeds. Do you see what they did? They didn't just thank God for their land. Thank God for their job. Thank God for their family that's helping them. They actually followed it with a deed of giving the first percentage and the best to the priest. And it's wonderful. So the Bikurim implies that our thankfulness cannot remain in the realm of emotions, thoughts, or even speech, but must also move us into action. While the mitzvah of Bikurim, in its plainest sense, is not as practical today, its lessons are timeless. Our gratitude to God must express itself in actions of our daily life. Giving back to the first of our fruit, the choicest share of the crop, is the only appropriate way to thank God for giving us all the fruit. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? To think about as we enter, where a lot of people are celebrating Harvest Day, all these things. That's why sometimes when somebody does something for a person, some people are so grateful they want to do something back. Some cultures are taught very well that when somebody gives you something, you give them something. Some cultures are taught that when you go to somebody, you're invited to somebody's home, you always take a gift. But see, it all started back with God in that place of gratitude. Some people will say, oh, I just don't know how to thank that person. I just don't know how to, and so they don't do anything. Ask the Lord. Just like something that Louise chose to do, she is so thankful to honor her father's life that I said, is there anything that you want to do? There's people do flowers, people do all kinds of things. And this is the second time that she has wanted whoever wanted to pay honor to her father would sew into Safe TLC. In fact, you had a friend that, was it something that she sewed into, or you sewed into her? You sewed into her when her husband passed away. What is that? That's what people are doing, is they're sewing into his life carrying on. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing. Which leads me to what is coming as of tomorrow. Safe TLC goes back to a day when Jesus appeared to me in this living room in military array and said, mobilize the troops. And of course, as best I understood and had the ability to understand at that time, I did what I was to do. But I see that he has also placed very deeply in my heart not only the troops of the body of Christ, but our troops literally. And it's just so special. I was sharing with someone yesterday. I took my grandchildren to Universal Studios. And before we left, I just had this thought to cram some Psalm 91 cards. I just had this thought that it was going to be such a special day, of course with the grandchildren, but it was just going to be a special day. And I prayed and told the grandkids, because it looked like it was going to rain. I said, it's not going to rain, but it's going to be perfect for us to go. So we went, and God just opened so many things. It's like we would step out of something, and here's the character for the grandkids to get their pictures taken. And just God just was opening up so many wonderful experiences there. But while we were going through the Transformers, the little line, you know, and it wasn't too long, but we were going through it, I happened to turn, and there was a young man, very sharp looking. He had the hair, the sharp hair cut. And I happened to see just below his sleeve, USMC. And I went, he's a Marine. And I said, are you a Marine? And he said, yes. And I shook his hand, and you know, there goes the Marine card. And we kept going back and forth, you know how they have those lines. So we kept passing each other, and he and his wife just were kissing each other all along the way. I don't know if he just got back from being deployed. You know, you just never know. But they were grateful for each other, let me tell you. It was very sweet to behold. And very grateful when I began to share with them in one of our many passes what we were doing. And it, just the timing didn't behoove itself. I probably missed it in that I probably could have slipped my business card in there, but I didn't. I just had the Psalm 91 card, but that's okay. And I'm so grateful. I realize God would have sent me there for that one person. Because as soon as I shook his hand and thanked him, they both beamed. It was like, my life is worth it. That somebody just out of nowhere with that. And then one of the times they passed, I said, I'm so sorry if I jumped at you, because all of a sudden I'm like, I sent a note over to the woman who I get the Psalm 91 cards, saying I would like 3,000 more, and I believe it'll be tons more than that, but I'm almost out. So she sent me a note back, and when I sent, she said, can I send him in 2 shipments? And she's so excited. How long do you think it'll take you to go through these? And then I sent her back my Transformer story. And she sent me back a one-liner. She goes, you are the partner we want to partner with. And that's why God is bringing the provisions to us, is because of how we will take care of them in reaching out to people. This is why God will entrust people with certain things, is because how he will take care of them. One thing that Jesus did, when he multiplied the loaves and the fishes, do y'all know what he did afterwards? He picked up all that was left over. He really did, and it says, he said, pick it up that none be lost. And it was a word that meant to destroy it. That's one reason that John works so well as the chef, is he will make sure that nothing will be lost. He doesn't like anything to perish. He wants to move it on into somebody else's life. And when God can trust someone like that, he will trust them with more. So there's two things that I'm going to give you today. One, I'll let you have both. One is what I'm actually doing, and it's a flyer that can be given, and I'll explain it to you in a minute. And one is the actual thank you letter that we're going to put in the packages, which Debbie said she liked so much. Right now, I have 31 of these made. It's 31 days of thanks. I don't plan on just doing 31. I already put a note into my son through Smart and Final. I said, could you get me some energy drinks? So he has already said he has tons of stuff for me to go and pick up. So I will get those as well. And the Lord just told me to make sure I have 31 gifts today. They're all in my back room, and I want to disperse them. I want to give every person here at least one opportunity to extend a giving of thanks to someone in the military or in the police or fire department. And as God brings the provision, I will do more. Today I made a phone call to my neighbor because I found out that her son is in the Air Force and he's getting ready to be deployed to Afghanistan. So I asked her, could I have his address? She said, well, I don't have it yet, because the way they work is they don't give you the address until they're deployed. I said, no, I want to send it to where he is. I want this gift to get to him before he goes, and then we'll send him something at Christmas time. In the fun what I did, of course, is the wonderful book. Since it is Christmas season, I know the guys left Candy Predator.